You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF edition. It is Friday, May 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Beautiful world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Mr. Zommers, it could not be nicer out there.
It is very nice. Do you want to take a look at the street cam?
Please, let's take a look at the Sam Davidson street cam. Look at that. I mean, that's a picture-perfect postcard right there for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, the X-Files, Twitter, whatever it is.
Well, gee, who set up that camera?
YouTube. Sam Davidson. Well, he created it. I did the shot.
Look Todd at aimed it today.
Look, I aimed it today. Look at that. You have to see one of the great graduates. It's graduation weekend here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I have my Badger red polo shirt on, white Motion W on the chest, wearing my cardinal and white in honor of all our great Badgers graduating this weekend. Look at that. There's a taxi going by. You don't see a taxi very often in Madison.
Not anymore. Here, yeah.
Overture Center there, the new shoots of green coming out of the tree. All things are possible, Zommers, on graduation weekend here at UW-Madison and around the state. I know a lot of other universities are graduating as well, and we're coming up on high school graduations and not the too distant future. So exciting times, exciting, lots of hope. Things spring anew. The world is back in order in terms of weather and wrapping the academic year up. Speaking of that, we have Badgers galore on the show. You're going to want to stick around. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, our old friend, our ongoing contributor, Mr. Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger fullback, three-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady's going to be here talking a little bit about a theme for this month, mental health awareness. We've touched on it before, but specifically, Brady and Monte Ball, great running back at Wisconsin, are good friends. And in fact, Monte was in Brady's wedding. And Monte is going to be on the show next week. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And he has gone through his own, as we all have, our own unique journey. And part of that involves mental health. He has gone through addiction before, recovered, and now is using that experience to help others. So I'm going to ask Brady a little bit about his friendship with Monte and talk about this event that you could go to next week. I'll be there on Wednesday at Cooper's Tavern in downtown Madison. We'll give you more details on that at the bottom of the hour. And also turkey hunting. Brady, a big turkey hunter. And I'm not going to spill the beans, but I think he has been successful on his turkey hunt.
My tag was supposed to be this weekend, but I'm still too tired from being sick, and I'm coughing enough that I'm just going to scare them all away. So, unfortunately, I will not be going this spring.
I'm sorry. Well, we can talk about Brady's turkey instead of yours, Zommers. So that'd be great. Brady will be. And then, last night, we had our big night market down here, the Madison Night Market on State Street. And a big shout-out to all of our great team here at Civic Media's WMDX, the flagship station here in Madison. All kinds of our colleagues were down there helping out. And what's great about this is you talk to the public, Zommers. You get to meet the public. And I love it. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time had by all. But it does nothing if not humble you. And I'll tell you, the star of the show last night was, speaking of, Sam Davidson, one of our great producers for John and Gordy, the morning show here in Madison. And Gordy was there, and he had some fans, some listeners talking to him. And they said, well, we really listen. We love it when Sam talks. We likes, and they were in love with Sam. They couldn't talk enough about Sam, and well-deserved, I might add. So I'm standing there like a schmo, and the husband of the couple is talking to Gordy. the wife looks at me and takes pity on me and says, well, we listen to you every day and we just love it. And the husband overhears this and he breaks his conversation from Gordy, looks down at her and goes, no, not that guy, these guys.
That's funny.
So, true story. So they're not listeners. And I said, that's fine. I said, John and Gordy is a better show anyway. So, but she was just trying to be nice. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. But here's the deal. At the end of the night, and here, let me reach over here. We've
got grabbing some items.
Some items. Part of the giveaway last night were these balls, these stress balls. And who couldn't use a stress ball right now? And so we had these on the table. And these three young guys come over and they want to sign up for the newsletter and the t-shirt. Great. And one of the guys picks up the balls, the stress balls on the table, and starts juggling them like a pro. I said, holy cow, where'd you learn how to do that? Well, we're part of the Badger parkour team. I said, excuse me? They start telling me about this. They're very excited about it. It's a great newer club at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And if you don't know what parkour is, think about superhero movies. When you see like Batman and Robin, they do all these reverse kicks and fly over walls. And well, these guys do it for real.
Yeah, it's basically, it's some people call it free running. There's probably a difference between the two. Don't come at me if you know. But basically traversing your environment in a fast, creative, athletic manner. Like instead of just running around something, you'll vault over it in a swift move.
And it's fantastic to watch. And so they're coming on the show, I hope. They said they'd be here. I have faith they will be. At 3 o'clock, they're to be here. And we will see juggling in real action here in the studio. And maybe we'll have them jump over some stuff. I'm sure the lawyers will be fine with that.
This table, so, I bet they could jump over the table.
I bet they could. We'll find out. So they're going to be here. And then we have a little bit of what's worse. And to round out the show, our old friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a wild and wacky look at human nature. So right there, what more do you want for a Friday? So as Tom Schneider, the great late Tom Schneider at CBS, a Milwaukee native once said, sit back, fire up the color teeny, and watch the pictures and the sound fly through the air. I miss him so much. 13 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. So that's the show. Oh, and as if the show couldn't get better, Zomers. It is free ticket Friday giveaway day.
What?
Yes. We'll be giving away a little bit later in the show. Make sure you have your Civic Media app downloaded on your Apple or Android device. We'll give you the word of the day, and then you text that in, and you too could be on your... Now, there's a date and an opponent. And that's they have to go to that game, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're giving it basically every Friday, except during our larger contest, but don't worry about that. Essentially, every Friday of the summer, we are giving away tickets to a specific Milwaukee Brewers game.
Right. You don't have a selection. So for today's contest, these will be 4 tickets to the club level seats for the Friday game. I believe that a week from today, May 16th, versus Minnesota. So want to go to a game next Friday versus Minnesota Twins? Be listening next hour. We will give you the text word to text in for our Friday Brewer giveaway. So that's fantastic. So big, big show today. I want to start with a little news at the top of the show here. Broke yesterday just before we went on the air, and we talked about it a little bit, that an American, now Pope Leo, originally from Chicago, was selected by the Cardinals to be the new Pope of the Catholic Church. And I think, regardless of whether you're a person of faith or what denomination you might be, if you are, the Pope is kind of regarded as, not kind of, is regarded as a world leader, right? He's somebody that has an influence over a lot of people. And now this is the first American Pope. So there you go. That's pretty cool. And it turns out the guy's from Chicago. I was watching the CBS Evening News last night. John Dickerson had one of their great correspondents on and gave some background now on why the Cardinal chose Leo as his papal name. I thought it was pretty interesting. We're going to play a little bit of this and we'll discuss it here. So here we go from the CBS Evening News last night.
The name Leo, what does that mean, that he chose, that Pope Leo chose to be Pope Leo the 14th?
Well, there are a lot of Pope Leos. His immediate predecessor is the founder of what's known as social justice Catholicism. So advocating for workers' rights, things like opposing the death penalty, advocating for immigrants, all things that Pope Leo has also tweeted about in the past. We might also hear echoes of the first Pope Leo, Leo the Great, who was an intellectual like our new Pope, who has a doctorate in canon law, and who stood up to and brokered peace with a very powerful, aggressive secular leader, Attila the Hun.
Oh. Wait a minute here. Stop right there. Wait, stop right there. Now, I'm not trying to read too much between the lines, but it seems interesting, and we can rewind it just a bit to get John Dickerson's take on this, because I don't know if he was expecting this in the broadcast, but when the correspondent said that he was noted, the former Pope Leo was noted for standing up to a great aggressor, Attila the Hun, you couldn't help but draw the analogy between the great orange one that currently sits in the White House. So I mean, I don't know. Was that intentional? Is it just happenstance? I'm not sure, but I found it interesting. So here, let's hear Dickerson's reaction to that.
Who stood up to and brokered peace with a very powerful, aggressive secular leader, Attila the Hun.
Oh. Well, that's a background. Let me ask you about all, speaking of backgrounds, the background that this Leo has. He's had various different jobs in his career beforehand. How does that help him? What kind of pope does that suggest he might be?
Well, as we know, he's been a pastor. He was a bishop in Peru. He has overseen an international order of Augustinians. He has had this role at the Vatican for 2 years. And, of course, he's an intellectual. He's been a professor. So he's really encompassing all of the Catholic Church here in its wide variety, from the margins to the very center.
John Allen earlier quoted an Italian journalist who said he is the least American, speaking of Leo, the least American of the Americans. What does that mean in terms of cardinals, the least American of the Americans?
Well, it means that he identifies more with people in the global south, and we see that. He spent two-thirds of his life there, and we can see in this new Pope Leo someone who wants to reach out to everyone. When he came out on the Loggia, he spoke in Italian, in Spanish, and in Latin, but he did not speak in English, and he greeted the Peruvians, not the Americans.
Everything he does will be highly symbolic.
A little bit of the CBS Evening News there last night talking about the new Pope Leo. Lots of things to talk about there, not the least of which is that, of course, he's American, Villanova grad, and, is a mathematician. So there's some thought that he might be really good at, because there is a budget for the Catholic Church, the Vatican, that sort of thing as well.
He's also he's taught in Oconomowoc.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's
Dan,
wild.
Our own Dan Schaefer, political editor, gave us that information over the internal chats. That was something. There is a Wisconsin, and Quick Trip had one of the best tweets of the day. Quick Trip tweeted out and said, "It's not a zero chance that the new Pope has been to Quick Trip." I thought that was pretty good. I sent you something, Zombers, on his baseball acumen. Because he comes from Chicago. So the Cubs, they tried to get a snarky, and they put on their billboard outside of Wrigley that the new Pope is a Cubs fan, is a Cubby. But no, the Pope's brother, who still lives in Chicago, was interviewed on Channel 7 in Chicago. This is what he said.
That's not true.
That's not true. He's not a Cubs fan.
That's not
what
true.
What is he?
He's a Sox fan.
What?
They also said on the air that he was from South Holland. That's not true.
Okay.
It's Dalton.
He's from Dalton,
yes.
And he's a Sox fan,
yes.
Which makes more sense, really, yes. When you think about it, given
that's
where,
correct.
Where
that's
he
correct.
Was.
He's there you go. He's a Sox fan. So you can like the Pope, even if you're a Brewers fan, because the new Pope is a Sox fan. Come on back. A little bit more news for you. And Brady Ewing at the bottom of the hours, the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Friday, May 9th, 2025, here across the state of Wisconsin. I don't care whether you're in Hayward on one of the trails up there, maybe on Lake Superior. Maybe you're over in Manitowoc, Zahmer's hometown, Sheboygan area, chilling out on Lake Michigan. They got the boat off of Lake Michigan, by the way, the Milwaukee.
Yeah, I saw.
The deep, what deep thought. That's what it,
deep thought.
Almost said something else. Deep thought is they got that out of the water finally. You could be there. You could be in the old hometown of Richland Center. You could be here in Madison. Maybe Wisconsin Rapids, anywhere in Wisconsin. I don't care where you're at this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous. So get out there. Enjoy the nice weather. My oldest godson, Alexander, is home from Indianapolis. And we're right after I get my hair cut tonight, I'm going down to Bailey's Run. Great place. Ooh. Winery in New Glarus. So hanging out down there with them. So it'll be a good time had by all. Speaking of good times had by all, it's 23 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time for this week's edition, the premiere edition of Free Ticket Friday. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
Free Ticket Friday. Yes, for the rest of the season, every Friday afternoon, tune in right here between 2 and 4, and we are going to give you a key word. Here's how it works. First of all, the attorneys are back up on the 12th floor. They're here. They're listening. And so the attorneys tell me, first and foremost, I have to tell you, this is a statewide contest. All right? So every Friday, and not just in our show, Kreitlow's show, Matt Nair's show, Maggie Dawn, After Us.
Tom Hartman.
Did he do it today? I didn't listen.
I was busy. We were prepping for the show. So
apparently we're told now he'll do it. Anyway, we're going to be giving you a keyword. You have to download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You go to your app store. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Comes up. Takes less than a minute. It's free. You download it. Then open the app up. The first 11 stations are the news talk sports stations that we're on. Click on one of those, and in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you a word, and you have until 4 o'clock to text this word in. And then just from the entries from today, right? Today or our show?
Just our show, I believe.
Just our show. So, I mean, your odds are better than Vegas, better than Ho-Chunk, wherever you imbibe. You text in the word I'm going to give you here, and then the winner will be chosen at random by a computer. And if you win, you'll be on your way Friday, May 16th, for tickets to club level seats at AmFam Field against the Minnesota Twins. Important, you have to be able to go on Friday, May 16th. You may not exchange it for a different date. All right. So here we go. Today's Friday Free Ticket Friday giveaway. Text word is, get this, text, T-E-X-T, T-E-X-T. The word is text. So text right now to the Civic Media. Don't do it twice because the computer is very finicky. Now, if Zahmer and I were choosing, we wouldn't care. We'd just enter you in. But in order to be eligible, you have to text it correctly and text in and spell it correctly. So the word is text, T-E-X-T. Text that word right now to the Civic Media app. And if you are selected, you'll be on your way to the May 16th game, Brewers taking on the Minnesota Twins.
And unlike our normal giveaways, this is for the both hours of the show, the whole show. If you're driving, yeah, take it easy. Don't worry. No rush. Whenever you got time in the next 2 hours, just text in. Text.
You have plenty of time to text. Now, I'm not sure who, that was very nice of him to give us the word text today. I think that's fairly easy. My phone's going nuts, by the way. It's binging every time. That's great. We get a lot of entries. That's fantastic. Okay, so text the word text right now, and you two could be on your way to the Milwaukee Brewers game on the 16th, next Friday. Big game tonight. By the way, I think I got some bad information. You ever had like bad fish, Zombers? Go out somewhere and get bad fish?
I don't know if I have, and I'm grateful.
I've had some bad fish. Because yesterday I'm yapping my lips off about the Brewers pregame show at 11:35 today. And no, I think it's like at 5:30. I think this piece of information is bad. I got some bad information. So I apologize to that if you were listening. The Brewers play tonight. They're on the road against the Tampa Bay Rays, who I don't think are playing in Tampa Bay right now because their stadium got blown away in a hurricane. But anyway, the Brewers will play against Tampa Bay. You can hear it in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. And around 5:30 tonight, the pregame show should be a good time. Have by all summers. Are you a? Have you ever hit a deer?
I have not hit a deer. Again,
are you serious?
I'm grateful. Yeah. I mean, everybody else in my family has or has been hit by a deer.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that. It just sounded funny.
So far, I'm the only lucky one.
Well, we'll tease this. And if we get to it next hour, or else we'll do it next week. There is a new study out. The county that has the most car deer accidents in Wisconsin. And it might surprise you. The number one, because in my life, I went through a summer one time. I hit 3 deer in one summer.
Oh, that sucks.
I was talking Brady Ewing, if he's listening, he'll know my friend Rob Remish. I was literally talking to Rob Remish on the phone as I hit the third one right outside Wisconsin Heights School District. And let me tell you, I'm glad the Pope wasn't there. Because I went on an expletive run that my friend Rob was in tears laughing. He goes, "Are you okay? Are you?" I said, "Yes, blankety blank blank. I'm okay." And he goes, "That was the funniest thing ever." You don't. So we'll tell you later on the county with the most deer accidents as well. But stay tuned next. Speaking of Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, and also 3 years in the NFL, talking about mental health. And NIL and more. Don't go anyway. Brady is next right here on the All Ball Show across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on TGIF edition, May 9th. Glad to have you along. That music means our friend and ongoing contributor is not far behind. He is a 3-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers as a premier fullback and also spent 3 years in the NFL and is a quite the turkey hunter as well. Mr. Brady Ewing joins us via StreamYard from the old RC in the Driftless. Brady, how the heck are you?
Doing awesome, Todd. How are you today?
I'm in a great mood today. It's sunny here in Madison. I take it it is up in Richland Center as well.
Oh, yeah. Sunshine and blue skies, just beautiful, cool in the mornings, sunny, warm during the day.
Right.
You know, turkey hunting weather. No doubt.
There you go. As the great sports reporter Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed. Because I asked Brady, I said, did we talk about turkey hunting last time? Maybe we touched on it. But then, Brady, yeah, you sent me photos. Take it away.
Yeah, so I had first season this year, which was a few weeks back, and got out only busy schedule with kids sports, and I had a work event. That was right around the cheese con event we had talked about last time on the radio. So I only got out for like an hour before I left at like 7:30 one morning to head to cheese con and actually called in a couple birds and passed on them and had one of my boys with me. And then I had fourth season, which started on Wednesday. So got out a little bit early on Thursday morning with Banks, our third son, and able to call in another 2 toms off the roost and take one. And went through the whole gamut of cleaning it with the boys, and they're excited to eat the gizzard and the hearts and the liver, which I've never done.
But really?
What's cool? Yeah, I haven't done that. But
you've raised savages, Brady. They're savages.
They are hunter gatherers for sure. I mean, they'll eat. They're out scouting for grasshoppers and earthworms. I mean, they'll do about anything, Todd. Yeah, It's good. So a liver and a gizzard is nothing for them. But this is the first time we've cleaned up the gizzard, and it's really cool. Most people probably know there's the little stones inside there that help the bird or the turkey, chickens have them as well, grind up some of the seeds and nuts and things that they'll eat on a regular basis. So the boys actually captured those stones, cleaned them up, and we're going to start saving them from all the turkeys in future years and put them in like a little vase, it sounds like.
Wow.
And it's going to be just a cool way to, you know, remember that cool hunt together and honor the turkey, but have a little keepsake that we can sit around the house too.
That's amazing. That's great. I just think, see, you and your lovely wife, Rachel, have four boys. They're all fantastic and unique, but I just think this is, again, one of the great Wisconsin traditions of hunting and fishing and being outside. And I know you've said this before, but for me, as much it's about being out and enjoying and appreciating nature as much as actually harvesting something.
Absolutely. I mean, to get this to spend some time with Banks and Booker earlier this season, still have plans later in some of these later seasons to get Bennett out there with me. I mean, that's really what it's all about, hearing the birds start singing, the sun rising, and, you know, get them up out of early and have them some treats and snacks in the blind. Like, that's more what it's about. Honestly, you know, as I get older, I'd rather video, you know, at least turkeys, call them in, video them, and just, you know, let my boys try to call to them than necessarily harvest or get one. But it was a really cool experience, and excited that they're excited about it and I can do that with them. It's such a blessing.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Families that hunt and or fish, that's great. Or even hiking or whatever it is. I just find it, for me at least, as I get older, I'm older than you obviously, but it clears my mind more. And I want to transition a little bit into that. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. And you've been very transparent and inspiring on this show before, talking about as you went through not only college football, but your time in the NFL and faced some adversity in the form of injuries in the NFL that you didn't really face a lot of, or at least not to that extent in the college time, and always appreciated that. And I wonder if we could talk just a little bit about, I want to give a plug to your former teammate and friend, Monte Ball, who one of the great Badger running backs of all time. I would argue one of the great fullbacks opened some of those holes for Monte, but we can discuss that later.
Premier fullbacks. Hey, you included the premier in the intro today. Yeah. That was nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Monte is going to be here in Madison next Wednesday. He's coming on our show. Thanks to you. We appreciate you hooking us up there with Monte. Monte will be here on the show on Tuesday, but on a Wednesday, May 14th from 6 until 8:30, he's going to be downtown here in Madison at the Cooper's Tavern, right on the Capitol Square. And our old friend and former colleague, Kristen Bry, who is at, as they say, another network now, but more importantly, she still has her As Goes Wisconsin brand on her socials, and she writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's going to be the moderator for this. And so I just think it's going to be an extraordinary evening, because Monte has been very transparent as well about his own struggles with mental health and addiction over the years, and now recovery, and now is using that to help others. And I just think it's extraordinary.
It is. It's amazing. I mean, Monte's story as an athlete at Wisconsin and some of the things he did as a running back and as a teammate, I mean, those speak for themselves. But to see the way that he has, you know, gone through challenges and been open and willing to talk about it, and how it's shaped him and changed his life and his career as a football player, I think that's super inspiring, because not only can he speak to the successes, like a lot of people come in different facets of their lives, but he can speak to those low points, which everybody at some point has struggles, whether it's mental health, whether it's, you know, substance related issues. Monte has been super open about that, and I think it's inspiring, because we all can draw strength from that when we have our own challenges, and Monte wants to help people do the same there.
Well, I think it's a great example of, you know, I the old Robin Roberts quote, her mom told her a long time ago, the mother is now deceased, but Robin Roberts of ABC and ESPN, she said, you know, my mom used to tell me everybody's got something. And I think that's so true. We all go at varying degrees. We go through something. We have a history of a journey. But someone who is a D1 athlete and then goes on for a professional sports career, the magnifier, you know, is a lot larger. Some of us go through those things and our close friends and family might know it. But when you're on the level that you and even to a larger degree Monte was, that's all amplified. What was it like going through those things with Monte, not just as a teammate, but a friend? I mean, he was in your wedding, right?
Yeah, he was there. He wasn't in the wedding. Okay. Aaron Henry was one of the teammates that was a part of, you know, the ushering staff and things like that. But Monte was there and James White. Obviously, you feel for him. You want to be there to support him as a friend. You know, sometimes, especially in the NFL, distance becomes between you just because of, you know, where you're located, where you're playing, and, you know, where you're from, whatever the situation might be. And so to be able to, you know, have technology just to send an encouraging text, or at least know that the door is open, that if your friend, whether that's Monte or other people, need somebody to chat with, need somebody to talk through, not that I can provide all the answers or advice necessarily, but just to be a listening ear so that he and other people know that they're not alone. I think that's the important part. I know I've had to do that through my career, through injuries, different struggles that I've had personally. You know, you reach out to people and you look for them to support you. And I guess that's what people draw from Monte is that if you're struggling with something, reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, touch base with somebody. There's a lot of people that care about you. And so I think that's one blessing, also a curse that can come from the NFL that magnifies some of those issues because you're under a spotlight and you have that platform. At least people know what's going on, so then they can reach out to you and want to help. Oftentimes people go through those things in the dark, and maybe they aren't a professional athlete and have that spotlight on them to where it really takes their self-confidence to just say, hey, I need help. I need somebody to talk to. I need to share what's going on in my life to then, you know, help work to get to a better spot on that journey.
And I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it because one of the greatest things was ever told to me, Susan Simon, one of the great anchors at Channel 3 here in Madison. I won't repeat the whole backstory, but she once tweeted me something because she had been transparent about being scammed. And, you know, she said, I got taken. This is years ago. And I just said, you know, hey, thanks for being transparent. And she tweeted back and she said, you can get through anything as long as you know you're not alone. Mm. And boy, that's just something I've carried with me. I've passed it on to others. You just said it, Brady. I think it's so important that no matter how bleak things seem, no matter what we're facing, whether it's depression, whether it's poor mental health, whether it's addiction, it may seem at times like there's no out, and there is, as long as you know you're not alone facing it alone. Brady, I know that we're talking to Brady Ewing, former fullback for the Wisconsin Badger football team, three-time Big Ten champion, 3 years in the NFL. Brady, I know you now in the private sector, you travel around the state. You do speaking, particularly to high school athletes or young people. You do some coaching as well. If people would like to get in contact with Brady, he's on the socials. It's Brady, B-R-A-D-I-E, Ewing, E-W-I-N-G. When you talk to kids, Brady, and part of your program, do you feel connection when you kind of let down the guard and you let these kids know that if for all the great highs, there are challenges too? Hearing that from someone to know that life isn't always just 100% perfect, do you feel a connection there?
I do. And I honestly, that's probably one of what keeps me doing it. And some of the most rewarding parts of it is getting a chance to interact with, whether it's students or student athletes or business folks, and you let that guard down. I think that creates an immediate connection because oftentimes, and I did it, I'm even guilty of it, is looking at people in the NFL or as college athletes, depending on which stage you're in, and you feel like they have their whole life together because, you know, they're competing at the college level and they're getting a college education and, you know, have a scholarship or whatever that may be. But I think you realize really quick is that people are just people. Everybody has something, mm-hmm. has something going on, is, you know, whether relationship stuff or, you know, whatever it may be. So I think when you're able to share that and then shed light on the fact that that's the case all around, I think people have the ability to want to connect with you and share their story. And that has just been such a blessing to be able to speak from some of my experiences and what I've learned to that and how it might be able to help them as they're going through whatever they're going through, whether that's a family member having cancer, whether that's struggles with injuries, you know, some of those things that I've gone through in my journey.
I think it's so important what you just said, that connection, letting people know that it's okay not to be okay. And for people who might have a life that few of us, I mean, you know, the small percentage that gets to go to the NFL, the small percentage that ends up as a D1 athlete, as a starter on any team, you know, a lot of times we as fans or whatever can look and say, oh, they must have the world by the John and Cordy balls here. They're going to be juggled in the next section. but you know, and a lot of it is cool. But I think my time at Platteville and being around those teams, particularly basketball and Bo Ryan, and then just seeing, you know, having the honor to be at your reception for you and Rachel at your wedding, and seeing Aaron Henry and Monte Ball and James White, they're just people. We're all just people. Yeah. And we all go, we all bleed the same. We all cry the same. And it's fantastic that you let the guard down and connect with these kids, because they need to hear that.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that is what's super special about sport, is you already, we've talked about it before, but you're on this journey together. And so it creates a bond amidst all of these different backgrounds and experiences to chase one goal.
Yeah, absolutely. More information on the Monte Ball event on the other side. We'll tell you how to get tickets. You're not going to want to miss it. And more with Brady Ewing. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tylenol Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Springsteen.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
White Dodge Ram with the truck windows rolled down, winding around Highway 56, playing that song. It might be me. I'm just saying, this weekend, it might be me, or it could be Brady in his Jeep. Either way,
it's a perfect song for this time of year, right? To roll the windows down and just jam through downtown Richland Center.
My song to drive on the country roads and I won't call it singing, but is Dwight Yoakam, 1,000 Miles from Nowhere, but the acoustic version. Oh my gosh. It's look it up.
I'll have to check out the acoustic version. Dwight Yoakam, the regular version.
Dwight Yoakam played in Richland Center during one of the last Star Spangled Celebrations. It was a great show.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Dwight
Yoakam, the acoustic album, 1,000 Miles from Nowhere. Huh. You're not going to go wrong.
Star Spangled had some bangers back right in the day. I mean, there was some big artists that came to, you know, good old small town Wisconsin to perform. It was pretty impressive.
It was great. All right. Before we wrap up this chat again, Brady's former teammate, and I believe, didn't Monte Ball just get elected to the College Football Hall of Fame? If memory serves, I believe. I'll double check.
I believe you're right on that.
Yeah. And also the NFL Monte.
Wisconsin Hall of Fame as well.
Yes, absolutely. And we're lobbying for Brady to get there soon. So we'll work on that. I'm serious.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Monte Ball, former Badger and NFL player, is going to be here in Madison next Wednesday with our old friend Kristen Bry from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And she is going to be the moderator. It's called a fireside chat, Monte Ball and Kristen Bry. And it is a fundraiser for Monte's foundation, helping mental health, and for Journey Mental Health Center for Mental Health Awareness Month. If you would like to get tickets to it, I'm already got mine. I will be there. So come on down and say hi to me. And to, of course, the star of the evening, Monte Ball. You could go to journeymhc.org. So it's journeymhc.org, and then find the Join Us tab. Click on that, and you can find your tickets there. But it's next Wednesday from 6 until 8:30 at Cooper's Tavern, and Monte will be here sitting right next to us in the studio on Tuesday and talk more about this event. And, of course, if you or someone that you know needs help with mental health, the number you can text or call is 988. Again, 988. Very, very important. Brady, big news. We talked to your brother Brandon, who filled in for you a couple of weeks ago here. Mm-hmm. I thought of you first because I thought Brady has already got almost a complete basketball team, four boys. And I'm thinking, is the NIL starting now for the Ewing brothers now that Wisconsin WIAA has passed NIL in Wisconsin?
Haven't started formally soliciting bids yet, but
okay.
It's hard to fathom that is trickling down to the high school level now. And we've talked a lot about it at the college level and just the challenges it brings for different schools and enforcing things. And it's going to be interesting to see how it rolls out at the high school level and how that impacts, you know, different schools. I think Brandon mentioned it on the show, or I heard it somewhere, but I do think it's going to start to create, you know, if you have a great athlete in a smaller, less marketable community, you know, drawing parallels to professional athletics, much like the Brewers are, you know, compared to an LA Dodgers or New York Yankees, you know, a lot of those marketable players want to get to bigger markets. And so it'll be interesting to see how that impacts how kids are opening, enrolling, or transferring at the high school level to try to maximize their financial output at a young level. Or maybe it won't really impact at all. I mean, it's hard for me to think about how that's going to be, what's how realistic that is to implement it.
I've heard that they're not, like, if you're a car dealership and you're already giving to the booster club of the high school, you're not allowed to participate in NIL. But I don't know, maybe I'm just a pessimist, but it seems to me that the best players, both boys and girls of whatever sport, I feel like there's going to be like a 5% cream of the crop that's going to do very well. But I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong on that. There's so many changes happening at the high school level that, much like they do, trickle down from the college level. And, you know, one that we mentioned during the break was this extended, you know, basically no limits to the contact period that high school athletes can have with coaches now. So, you know, look at high school athletes, the ones that are take it seriously and involved a lot of different things. They're pulled in different directions by, you know, multiple sports, and then, you know, their club teams. So just a lot of different things trickling down to make these kids kind of grow up quicker and, you know, make bigger decisions for the 5%, the cream of the crop, like you said.
1 minute left as a dad. Does that give you pause? You think, wow, when my boys, if they choose to do this, get to where I was at that, it's just going to be a different world.
It doesn't, honestly, like,
really, all right.
It doesn't give me pause. I try to look at it more as a learning opportunity. It's like, okay, it's going to be a great opportunity for me to sit down and just have real world conversations with them early. And, you know, in all reality, they're probably not even going to be in a position where that's going to impact them.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully they are, if they're passionate about sport and that's something they want to pursue, they'll have those types of opportunities. But in reality, the odds are against them. So if we happen to get that chance, it'll be a great learning opportunity to teach them, to help them navigate that from what I've learned and some of the relationships that I have. And otherwise we can sit back and do whatever they're passionate about and pursue that.
All right. Well, when they get to the point, maybe we can, I can put a word in it, civic media. We can do a little NIL deal. We'll see. I'm not sure.
It's contractual. It's done.
I have no authority here. Believe me. But if it were up to me, I would say yes. Now, Brady, very quickly, you've been to the civic media Brewer seats. Nice, right?
Awesome.
Yeah,
so, as long as it's not too hot, you know.
We went. It was a hot
day. But we had the air conditioning to go to.
See, it's in the club level. Text the word text right now to the Civic Media app to be eligible to win May 16th tickets to AmFam against Minnesota. T-E-X-T. Text right now on the Civic Media app. Brady, thank you so much. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Always Summers. A pleasure. See you around RC.
Appreciate you guys.
Stay tuned next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.